your name?
Foodstuffs!
Foodstuffs, I'm Tim Convey. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke.
Big day today.
Very exciting day today. In just a few hours at 11 a.m., Salt and Smoke St. Charles opens up at 11 a.m. St. Charles, it's on Main Street. Go see them opening day. You can always say...
I don't know if anybody heard that, Tim, after the horn.
You can always say you were there on day one at Salt and Smoke. So congratulations to Tom and everybody at
Way
Salt and Smoke.
Yeah.
Big opening. Get out there. I'm going to get out there within at least this first week for sure. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney Co. Y98. Lots of fun stuff up there. And you can watch us live right now. How exciting is that? All right. Easter right around the corner, so we're going to talk quite a bit about Easter. Easter is Sunday, if you guys don't know. New product, check this out. I guess this isn't necessarily Easter themed. Marshmallows filled with chocolate. Why haven't they done this before?
Why haven't they done this before?
Because I hate when I'm making s'mores and I'm like, now I got to put on
the chocolate.
No, I don't really care. It's not that big a deal. But this sounds delicious, right?
It's a great idea.
And you know, the opposite. Trader Joe's has the opposite where they have chocolate-covered marshmallows. And those are great for s'mores, too. It's like marshmallows dipped in chocolate. You buy those. And then when you make your s'mores, you just, like, melt it in the microwave on a graham cracker.
Is the chocolate inside the marshmallow?
Yes. So it looks like...
No. But is it like a gooey chocolate or is it a... What is the chocolate?
It's gooey. So they look just like plain old marshmallows from the outside, but just one bite, you get that sweet chocolatey center.
Do they inject it with like a needle? They have to.
I need to know more about this.
I don't know.
Because you couldn't do it before, like while the marshmallows are being made.
How do you make marshmallows?
You boil, it's basically like boiled water, sugar, and gelatin.
Is that how?
I made them one time.
Why?
You made marshmallows?
And then I put, it was for Christmas. I think I was going through some manic episode where I was baking all the time. And you put peppermint oil in there too. And I put red food coloring and swirled it with a toothpick and I made candy cane marshmallows.
Great mom alert.
No, wow. It's the only time I've done it because it's way more work than it's worth.
After that, I was like,
this is why you buy a bag of marshmallows.
Well, these things are coming to Walmart in just a few weeks.
Food stuffs.
They're called Stuffed Puffs.
Good idea.
Which I think is a good name. All right, Easter candy. Man, there's a study. More candy gets consumed on Easter than any other holiday. Like, even Halloween.
More than Halloween?
That's insane.
Weird.
The only thing I can think is that these kids are getting the candy at night, and the next day they're eating it or something, so it's a technicality?
I think because there's so many eggs and so many egg hunts, you know, and you keep those eggs.
There's so many eggs, man.
I disagree, man. I was coming home with pillowcases full of candy.
Thank you.
It wasn't even close for me.
Not even.
But then you come home that night, and you maybe get one or two candy bars before you go to bed. But Easter, you get it first thing in the morning, and then you eat sugar all day long.
Right.
And I guess you get a bunny that's the equivalent of quite a few little mini candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right at my house, we were always lucky if the Easter bunny still had its ears.
Oh, right. By that day, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did the bunny eat the ears off after he delivered the chocolate bunny?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, man. You know, he gets hungry delivering it on the basket. It's a
tragic thing for a child, though.
Let's talk about all the sugar in this candy. That'll be fun, huh? Jelly beans, guys. Any ideas? 10 pieces. How many grams of sugar do you think we're talking about?
20.
That's hard to call.
I don't know.
8.
Jelly beans.
Oh, okay.
That's not
bad. I'm going to say 20 for everything.
Keep in mind, Jelly Belly jelly beans much smaller than Brock, so it's going to be a little, you know, you'll probably eat more, but you get it. Reese's peanut butter eggs. We're all big fans. We talk about it quite a bit. What do you think we're looking at?
A lot.
15.
Just one? No, very good. 16. But on the upside, you get 4 grams of protein.
Protein. Yeah,
I know.
Right.
See, it balances out.
Not too bad. Cadbury cream eggs. Oh, I'm not a big fan, but they are out there.
I don't like them either.
25?
20.
Yeah, it's just too sugary.
Yeah,
and the sugary, it's like you can taste the granules. It's not dissolved.
I don't like it.
Peeps, guys.
I feel like a Cadbury egg shot might be something cool for a bar to do.
Ooh, yeah.
Where you open up the egg and you put, do you know what I'm saying? Or make
you crack
your own.
It into the.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Do a little
extra sugar.
Shoot it.
What are you talking about now?
Peeps.
13.
Peeps. Ugh, who cares?
You think just 13?
I know.
I think they're just balls of sugar.
So let's say four. They come in a pack of four. In four, how many are you getting?
20.
it's 30.
27.
Ugh. Not worth it.
Yum.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
That's four. So that's four of the chicks. Four, yeah. It's yeah, yeah. Basically, it's the same.
They're better for you once they're stale.
Oh, not true.
Oh, I'm sick to my stomach.
Easter baskets. What do people... What favorite item in your Easter basket?
The chocolate bunny.
No, that was my least favorite.
Really? Well, it depended. Like, if it was a hollow bunny, it was way better than a solid milk chocolate.
I'm sorry. I should have said... Like anything goes, not just food for this.
Oh.
So chocolate bunny would fall under candy, for example.
Okay. Money.
Yeah, cash.
Yeah.
Money in the eggs.
Candy's number one, 40%. Money was 14%.
Okay. What else do people put in their Easter baskets? I'm curious.
Toys?
Or a basketball or some type of sporting equipment?
Yes, activity items.
Yeah. Sorry,
crayons, movie passes, books, stuff like that. And then it says plastic eggs with prizes. So plastic eggs with things out of the money and candy in them.
This is just like the Tooth Fairy. I signed a bad contract with the Easter. I need to redo our contract.
Why? What kind of stuff are you getting?
I'm not getting anything.
What?
We opted out of, Easter baskets for the adults, but... I might want to rethink this if I can get some gift cards.
My my best Easter basket ever, I can still remember it perfectly. My first Cardinals hat as a tiny little kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I think one year I got that crazy foam that you used in the tub.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a superhero.
I love that.
Superman bag. Yes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I think it was called Crazy.
Crazy
Am I
foam.
Making that up?
No, you're not.
And it like was different superheroes.
And, yeah, yeah.
And I think I had Wonder Woman, possibly.
Yeah, they'd squirt like pink foam into your tub.
Oh, it was soap, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But it was awesome.
And Easter-y. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We'll do more Easter stuff tomorrow on Food Stuff, so stick around. Also, follow us on Instagram at CourtneyCoY98.
Food Stuffs!
Lance Hildebrand, it's getting busy on the roads.
Yeah, and the wet roads aren't helping us out much this morning. Just trying to get a fresh look here at 40. 40-